Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud Ches. We're holding five lines on the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. Just want to thank Alicia Graf again very much for giving the shiur while I was away. And we left off, he left off about five lines from the bottom of the page. Tanya Nami Hachi. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the dinim of Yerusha when you have a ger, when you have a goy, and we're going to discuss what the source is for Yerusha's goy. Do we learn that a goy is Yoresh from Lot? Do we learn a goy is Yoresh from Lechishev and Koneu, Velo and Yorshe Koneu? So that's going to be the first discussion. Then we're going to discuss how an Amma Ivriya goes free. Does an Amma Ivriya go free with Shanim and with Yovel and Simonim, all the different possibilities of how an Amma Ivriya goes free, and we're going to make a distinction between an Amma Ivriya who has had Yi'ud, which is when the master decides to marry her, and an Amma Ivriya who has not had Yi'ud. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, can you sell an Eved multiple times? If it's clearly you can only sell it multiple times if it's multiple Genevos, but there's going to be a Machlokas, can you sell it multiple times from multiple Genevos from the same person, or only multiple Genevos from different people? Then there's going to be a discussion whether the price of the Eved has to align exactly with what the Eved owes, with what the guy stole that he's being sold for. The Gemara is also going to discuss whether Pidyon of an Amma, when we say the Pidyon of an Amma Ivriya, to redeem an Amma Ivriya from her slavery, that can be done. Bal Karcho shall who? Bal Karcho of who? Who can we force into that Pidyon? Does it mean that the master, the owner, can be forced into that Pidyon? Does it even mean that the father who had sold her can be forced to be poda her by other family members? And then the major discussion of Amud Beis is going to be whether Yiyud accomplishes Erisin and Nisuin. When the Adon decides to do Yiyud on the Amivriya, is that only Erisin, or does that even make Nisuin? Or we're going to have the typical list of Nafkaminas between Erisin and Nisuin. Yerusha, Tuma, Hafaras Nidareha. So we're going to have various Rayas, three Rayas we're going to have, whether Yiyud makes Erisin or at least two Rayas, I don't remember how many exactly, whether Yiyud makes Erisin or Nisuin. Good, and the Gemara is going to reject both of those rayas. I think it's two, and the Gemara is going to reject both of the rayas. So let's begin on five lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tanya Nami Hachi is where we left off. And again, what we're discussing over here is Dinim of Yerusha when it comes to a guy. So the Gemara is going to bring an additional raya that a ger is not Yoresh, his father, who's a guy, min ha-Torah. That if a guy dies and his child is converted to Judaism, that the child is not Yoresh, his father, min ha-Torah. Tanya Nami Hachi. Ba-medvar mamurim, that when do we say that a ger is allowed to switch Isurei Hana'a with his brothers who are Goyim, that they have, he can say, you guys take the Isurei Hana'a, and in place of that, I'll take things that are Mutar Ba'ana'a, that's only Kisha Yarshu, that's only when they're dividing a Yerusha of their father. Aval Kisha Nishtatfu Aser, but if they are Shutfim, and you're splitting up with your partner, then it's Aser for a ger to tell his brothers that they should take the Avodah Zarah or the Yayin Nesach, and he's going to take other Nechasim that are equal in value to them, so that he's benefiting from the fact that they're taking the Yisuri Hana, because that means that he's getting Hana from those Yisuri Hana. So you see from there, from this Braisa, that the reason he's allowed to do this by Yerusha is because he's not really Yoresh min HaTorah, it's only Midrabanan that he's Yoresh. So he could be Machlif with his brothers as long as he didn't receive the Yerusha yet, as long as it's not yet Baliyado. Now the Gemara is going to tell us another din about Yerusha of Goyim and Gerim. Ovid Kochavim Esager, and Ovid Kochavim could yarshin his father the ger, his father who's a Jew, the ger es hager, and a ger can yarshin his father who's a ger. Eino lomi divrei Torah v'lomi divrei Sofrim. That doesn't work at all. That can't happen at all. That doesn't work midaraisa nor midrabanan. Meaning there was no need for the rabbanan to make such a takana. On a daraisa level, it doesn't work, and the rabbanan saw no need to institute Yerusha in such a situation. Meaning when you have a concern that a ger is going to be machzil the suro, you have a ger dealing with his father's non-Jewish father's estate. So you have the concern that if you don't allow him to be Yoresh. It's going to want to make him reject his Gerus and go back to his old way of living. So then the Rabbanan are going to say, okay, let's let him have a Yerusha. But when there's no such concern, the Rabbanan aren't going to institute any special din of Yerusha. Dit none. And we can bring a riot to this from a Mishnah. Love a Mosman, a Gershon, is Geru Banavimo, someone who borrowed money from a Ger, whose children converted along with him. Lo Yachzir Lebanav, if the person we borrowed money from died, you do not return the money to his children, because his children are not Yoresh the father, since they all converted. Vim Hichzir, and if he does return the money, Ein Ruach Chachamim Noche Emenu. The Chachamim do not give him any special consideration. They don't tell him that he's done something so great, because there was no need to be Noeg like this. There was no need to return the money. There was no Din Midrabanan even to return the money to the children. I, Frek the Gemara, really, the Chachamim are Ein Ruach Chachamim Noche Emenu. Vatanya, but don't we have a Braisa Ruach Chachamim Noche Emenu, that the Chachamim are very pleased with a person who does something like this? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. It's not a stira at all. Whether when you borrow money from a man who converted along with his children, whether returning the money is something to the children after that man dies, is Ruacham Nochemenu or not Ruacham Nochemenu, it's not a stira at all. Kan Sharaso Veledaso Shalobikdusha, Kan Sharaso Shalobikdusha Veledaso Bikdusha. It all depends on whether the child had converted after he was already born, meaning he was already born as a guy and then converted after he was fully born, or he was conceived as a guy, but then by the time he was born, it was already Bekedusha, his parents had already converted by the time he was born. So that's the difference between them. In one of those cases, it's Ruacham Noche Emenu to return the money to the child. In the other case, it's not Ruacham Noche Emenu to return the money to the child. The question, of course, is which case is which? And this is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashi writes that when he's Leidaso B'Kedusha, when his parents have converted before he was already born, then there's a reason to confuse him with a Yisrael Gamur. One might confuse him with a full-fledged Jew who is even conceived B'Kedusha. And Tosfos says that what Rashi means is that when it's Leidaso B'Kedusha, it must be that it's Ruacham Noche Menu, because he'd be Yorish his father. So the Chachamim say that you can go ahead and give the money, and should go ahead and give the money to the child, because he'll be confused with a full-fledged Jew, and there is a Din Midrabanan that a full-fledged Jew is Yoresh, even his Goy father, certainly his Jewish father. So the Marsha asks, how does Tosfos know to be Mefaresh Rashi this way? But that's the way Tosfos is Mefaresh Rashi. Tosfos explains in the name of the Ri that the Chiluk of the Gemara is the exact opposite, that when it's Leidaso B'Kedusha, it's Ein Racham Noche from the person who returns the money, because they're choshesh that you're going to confuse him with the Yisrael Gomer, and they're going to say that if this guy is Miyabim Eishas Achiv, then he's not going to require a Yibim by any of the other brothers that are Harasim Vledasim B'Kedusha, that it's dangerous to do something that makes it look like he's a full-fledged Jew. So that is the way Tosfos understands. Tosfos brings Kasha, that the Gemara Maseches Babasa Daf Kuf Mem Tes tells us that Rava was Mekabel Pikadon from Isser Giyura, and when Isser Giyura died, Rava did not want to return the money to Rav Mari, his son, who was Haraso Shlo B'Kedusha and Leidaso B'Kedusha. According to Rashi, if it's Leidaso B'Kedusha, it's Racham Nochem Menu. You're supposed to want to return it to the child. It's a good thing to return it to the child. So why didn't Rava want to return it to the son of Isser Giyura if he was Mekabel Pikadon? It shouldn't that be an example of Racham Nochem Menu L'Shitas Rashi? So this is Hatosus Mochiach, that his Vart is correct, that it's the opposite. So the Rishon him try to be Miyashe for Rashi. The Ritva suggests in Shitas Rashi that a Talmud Chacham who's struggling for money, like Rava was, then since it's only an Inyan of Ruacham Noche Menu, the Chacham don't want Talmud Chacham to have to struggle so much, so the Chacham would prefer that he not return the money back. The Rabbeinu Tam is Mechalik that it's Dafka by a Halva'a. It says in that Gemara Babasra that Rava took it as a Pikado, not as a Halva'a. That it's only by a Halva'a that the Malva did a Tovet for him, so when it's Leidaso B'Kedusha, it's Ruacham Noche to show your Akaris HaTov by giving it back. But when you have a Pikado and you were doing a favor for him by watching it, so then there's not even a ruach hamnoche menu to return the money. So basically, in order to be metari Rashi, they each come up with a chilik between the case in Babasa Davkuf Memtes with this Ugura and our case in the Gemara. The Ri suggests in Tosan Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Kan, the Ri suggests that Leidasa B'Kedusha Zein Ruach Hamnocha, because there's a chashash takala that they might say that he's Yisrael Gamor and he's not going to require Yibum, and if he's Miyabi Meisha Zachiv, they're going to say that he's doesn't require, like we said before, doesn't require any he's not going to require any further Yibum with any of the other brothers who were Leidasa B'Kedusha. But that's again the Ri being Chalik on Shitas Rashi. Okay, so let's move on further now. So says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ovid Chav Myorishes Aviv Dvar Torah. Rav Chiya bar Avin says the name Rabbi Yochanan. You know how we know that Ovid Chav is Yorish's father, Mida Oraisa, Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki Yerusha Le'esav Nasati Es Har Seir, that Esav Yarshind Har Seir from Avram Avinu. So we see from there that a guy is Yorish's father, Min HaTorah, because Esav is a guy, and he's Yorish's father. So that's how we know that a guy is Yorish's father, Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says something fascinating. How can you learn from Esav being Yorish, V'dilma Yisrael Mumar Shaini? Maybe Esav is different because the Yisrael Mumar is different than a guy. And Esav apparently is a Yisrael Mumar. He's not a guy. He's a Jew. He's a bad Jew, but he's a Jew. He's a Yisrael Mumar. This is one of the Marmakomos in the important sugya, or the fascinating sugya, of what exactly the status was of the Avos. Did they have a din of a Yisrael, or did they not have a din of a Yisrael? The Ramban in Vayikra Perichav Dal, it brings the Bali Atosos that the Avos HaKadoshim before Matan Torah had a din of Bnei Noach. And the Ramban disagrees with them and says, no, even before Matan Torah, they had a din of Yisrael. And his raya is from our Gemara, one of his rayas, at least from our Gemara, that Esav had a din of Yisrael Mumar. If you're going to say that all the Avos had a din of Ben Noach, how did Esav become a Jew? No, Esav had a din of Yisrael Mumar. So obviously all the Avos had a din of a good Yisrael, of a regular Yisrael. So our Gemara seems to be a raya that they had a din of a Jew. There's a long essay in the Prashas Drachim, the Mishnah Lemelech's Sefer of Drashos. He has a long essay about whether the Avos had a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Ben Noach, and his conclusion is that the Avos themselves didn't know whether it was a Suffolk, and it was even a Suffolk to them. They didn't know whether they had a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Ben Noach. His only problem is, what did they do about Shabbos? If you don't know whether you're Yisrael or Ben Noach, so there's only, you could try to be machmir about everything, but a goy Shavas is chayiv Misa, and a Jew that's not Shavas, that doesn't keep Shabbos, is chayiv Misa. So that's a fascinating topic. What they did about Shabbos, how are you mechalal Shabbos as a guy where it would be Shmir Shabbos as a Jew? So there are like 15 answers in Achronim to try to come up with exactly how that works. But our Gemara seems to indicate pretty strongly that they had a din of Yisrael. So says the Gemara, so you're right, we can't learn it from Esav. So where do we learn that a guy is Yorish, his father, min HaTorah? Elamei Hacha. We learn it from the Pasuk that says, Ki lebnei Lot nasati es or Yerusha, that the Bnei Lot got or as Yerusha, and Bnei Lot are guy. Rav Chiya bar Avin, my time alone, Makarava. Great. So Rav Chiya bar Avin, who learns the din from this pasuk, the din of Yerusha Sagai, why doesn't he learn from the same place? Rav learned from the fact that it says that the Torah has to tell me that an Eved Ivri that's Nimkar to a guy, that's sold to a guy, is not Oved the Yorshim of the guy. He doesn't have to work for the Yorshim of the guy. That implies that normally property of a guy does go to his children. It's only an Eved Ivri who doesn't have to work for the guy. Meek Siv. So he'll respond, no, does the Pasuk say V'chishevim kaneu v'loim yarshe kaneu? Does the Pasuk say, spell it all out? Is it mefurish in the Pasuk that the Eved has to make a cheshbon only with the guy who bought him, but not with his yarshim? No, you're making the wrong diuk in the Pasuk if you say that's what the Pasuk is saying. It's not, we're not being memayit yarshim when we say V'chishevim kaneu. So you can't learn guy yarish asaviv from that Pasuk. V'rava my time lomer kravchia. Why didn't Rava want to say like Rav Chiya bar Avin to learn it from Lot? Mishum kvod d'avram shayni, that it could be that even if a guy is not Yerusha's father in the Torah, the Bnei Lot do get a Yerusha, because that's for the cover of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu had such a close relationship with Lot that it would make sense that the Bnei Lot should receive a Yerusha. Good. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that's going to go through the dinim that are knowing by an Eved Ivri and not by an Ame Ivri. So Tan Rabban, the brisa tells us as follows: Yesh be Ivri she'in be Ivriya. There are certain dinim by an Eved Ivri that don't apply by an Ivriya. Yesh be Ivriya she'in be Ivri, and there are certain dinim by an Eved Ivri that don't apply by an Ame Ivriya. So that by an Ame Ivriya that don't apply by an Eved Ivri. So it says Gemara: Yesh be Ivri, the halachos that apply by an Ivri that and only by an Ivri that don't apply by an Ame Ivri, Yashu Yotze Bishanim Ubi Yovel Ubi Misas Adam Hashem Kin Bivriya, that an Eved Ivri goes out after 6 years, an Eved Ivri goes out when Yovel arrives, if it arrives within the 6 years, an Eved Ivri goes out when the Adon dies within the 6 years, as opposed to by an Ivriya, she apparently does not go free when any of these things happen. So it says Gemara, V'yesh B'Ivriya Sha'arei Yotze B'Simanim, and some things happen that apply only to an Ivriya that don't apply to an Eved Ivri, and that is that she's Yotza B'Simanim, that an Eved Ivri goes out when she has Simanim, meaning when she physically matures, when she becomes a Na'ara, Ve'enonim Keres V'Nishnis, an Eved Ivri cannot be sold multiple times, U'mafadinos Bal Korcho, Mashen Kein B'Ivri, and also you can do the Pidyon, you can redeem her from captivity, Bal Korcho, against his will. The Gemara is going to discuss against whose will, and none of these halachas apply to an Ivri. So the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, this whole thing of what applies to an Ivri that doesn't apply to an Ivri, and vice versa, doesn't seem so clear. It seems against our Mishnah. Amar Mar, we had just said, Yesh be Ivri, She'in be Ivriya, that there are dinim that an Eved Ivri has and an Ivriya does not have. Uramini, but I'll ask you, Stira, Yeseira Alavama Ivriya Shekona Atzma B'Simanim, that the, we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, that said that the way an Eved Ivri goes, and it said it goes through the whole list of how every goes to Cherus, and then it says, and in addition to that, the Amirviya has on top of that Simanim, which implies that she also has all the ways of going to Cherus that every has, that she goes free Bishanim and be Yovel and be Mises Adon. It's just that in addition to Shanim and Yovel and Mises Adon, she also goes free with the Simanim. So I'm Rav Sheshes says that not a steer at all, that it's Kigon Sheya Oda, that when the Brisa says that the Ivriya does not have any of those dinim, that's talking of going free b'simanim and b'yovel and b'shanim and b'yovel misadon. That's talking about where the Adon already did yiyud on the Amma. So since she already has a din of his wife, she's not going to go free b'shanim and b'yovel. She's going to require a get. The Mishnah, when it says that the Amma Ivriya goes free with all the ways the Eved Ivri goes free, plus with simanim, is talking about where he never did yiyud. So she remained purely an Ame Ivriya. So it says where Ya'ad Pshita Gita Baya. Of course, if he did Yud, she's not going to be able to go free after 6 years. You need to get. She's his wife. So says Mar Mal Detemel Bat Leilchusamina. I might have thought that since initially she was sold as an Ame Ivriya, so even after you did the Yud, those dinim of Ame Ivriya don't go away, and she could still go out Bishanim B'Yovel B'Simanim. So Kamash Mon. That's why he has to tell me that no Yud makes her a wife, and therefore she no longer goes out Bishanim B'Yovel B'Simanim. Iachi Amayotze B'Simanim B'Shan B'Yovel Misadam. Iachi Amayotze B'Simanim. So if the Bryce is dealing with where he did Yud, why then does she go free B'Simanim? If she's already married, does a married woman go free as soon as she physically matures, as soon as she becomes a Nara? So no, Hachi Kamer, this is what we mean to say. Im lo ya'ada, if the Adon did not do Yiyud, then Yotza af b'simanim. Then, in addition to the ways, if there was no Yiyud done, in addition to the ways, an Eved Ivri goes free, an Ame Ivriya can go free b'simanim as well. So what the Brice is essentially doing is, initially the Brice is talking about a case where the Adon is miya'id her, and that's where we say she's stronger than just an Ame Ivriya, so she doesn't go free b'shanim v'yovel misa Adon, only with a get. And then when we talk, then the Sefer is talking about where he is miya'id her, where we say that she can go free with all the ways and every can go free, plus also simanim. But we had mentioned in the Brisa of Einan and Makaris Phoenicianus that she cannot be sold twice, whereas an Eved Ivri can be sold twice. Mechal Eved Ivri Nimkar V'Nishna. The clear implication of the Brisa is that an Eved Ivri may be sold twice, that it's only a din by an Ame Ivriya not to be sold twice. V'atanya, but wait a second, we have a Brisa that teaches us, B'gneva so, you sell an Eved, a person into Avdus, when he stole and he doesn't have money,
to pay it back. So we darshin that b'gnev esov v'lo b'kfeilo. If he had enough money to pay back what he stole, but he didn't have enough money to pay back his kefel, the double, the penalty that he has to pay, we're not going to sell him for that. B'gnev esov v'lo b'zmamo. If Edom were made about someone that other person stole, and the Edom turned out to be Edom Zomin, so now they have to pay kasher zom lasos lach, but they tried to do the other guy, and they don't have enough money to pay for it, they don't get sold into slavery for the sin of being Edom Zomin. And this is the key. This is the reason we're quoting this old brisa. B'gnev aso tells us that since a person is sold once, you can't sell him again. So you see that even in Eved Ivri can't be sold more than one time. How come we're saying in the previous brisa that it's dafka din by an Amma Ivri that she cannot be sold twice, but an Eved Ivri sounds like maybe sold twice? Amma Rava lo kasha kan b'gnev achas kan b'shtei gnevos. This brisa that tells us an Eved Ivri cannot be sold twice is talking about for the same Geneva. If he only stole once, he can't be sold twice for that one Geneva. But if he steals twice, he could be sold multiple times, as opposed to Nama Ivriya can never be sold multiple times. Amli Abai b'Geneva so tuvimashma. Abai says, no, the word b'Geneva so sounds like it could even be going on multiple Genevos, because we find a lot of times where the Lashon Rabim in the Chumash is expressed b'Lashon Yachid, where something that's meant to be a Rabim is expressed b'Lashon Yachid. So Abai is molded to Rava that we should be mechalik between one Geneva and multiple Genevos. But he just asks that in a case where he stole twice from the same person, and he takes you to Beis Din twice, one time for both Genevos, we can say that the two Genevos are considered a single Geneva, because the Torah will often refer to many Genevos Peloshon Yachid. So you can say that even in that case, maybe he can only be sold once. That even if you stole twice, but he's coming to Beis Din to get you for it once, maybe you can only be sold once for that. Elam Rabbi Lokasha Kan Ba'Adam Echad Kan B'Shnei B'nei Adam. When we say that the Brisa says that Neved cannot be sold twice, that means for stealing from the same guy. If he stole from the same guy twice, he cannot be sold twice. But if he steals from two different guys, he can be sold twice, because those are two totally different Dine Torah. Tanan Rabbanan. So that's just Abai giving a similar answer to Rava, but that's how Miyashi did. That really depends on how many times he stole, or how many people he stole from. Tanan Rabbanan. Genevo Elef Ve Shove Chamesh Meos. Let's say he stole $1,000. He's only worth $500. Nimkar v'chozer v'nimkar. Then we sell him twice. We sell him, he works his 6 years. Sell him $500, he works his 6 years. You'll sell him again to work the next 6 years for another $500, and that way he'll pay back the entire chov. Genevo Chamesh Meos v'shove Elef. If he stole 500 but he's worth $1,000, in nimkar klal. Then it doesn't align. It's gonna make too much money to sell him, so then we don't sell him at all. Blazer says a startling chiddush that if he's worth exactly what he stole, then he gets sold. If he's not worth exactly what he stole, he doesn't get sold at all. Over here, the Rabbi Blazer seems to have a taina against the Rabbanan, seems to have the more logically compelling case than the Rabbanan do. The Maishna gave Gneva Chamesh Meos v'Shava Elef de Nimkar Kulo Amarachmana v'Lochetzia. Why is it that when he steals 500 and he's worth 1,000, that everyone agrees he can't be sold? Because the pasuk says nimkar, it sounds like he has to be sold entirely, and you can't sell half of him. So if selling him entirely is going to be more money than necessary, you can't do it. Hachanami nimkar b'gneva so amarachmana v'lo nimkar b'chatzi gneva so. Just like we make the diuk from the word nimkar that it has to be nimkar kulo, we should also make the diuk from the word gneva so that he has to be sold for the gneva and not for chatzi gneva, not for chatzi gneva so, not for half of what he has stolen, but only for the whole of what he has stolen, and that's why he can only be sold if his value is exactly equal to what he stole. So one would imagine that it's a very rare case indeed that an Eved Ivri is going to be sold for it. He has to mamish, like hit it right on the head to steal exactly what he happens to be worth. Just parenthetically, the poskim discuss if someone owes somebody money and he doesn't have a job, and he's physically capable of being employed, can we force him to seek employment so that he can make the money in order to pay back the job? So the Tshuvas HaRash discusses this, and he says that in Klal Ayin Ches that you cannot force him to take a job in order to pay back the money. The Torah says V'yish Asher Atanoshebo Yotzi Alecha Savot, that the person that you owe money to has to give you the collateral, and even a Shliach Beis Din is not allowed to do Kol Shekein, that Beis Din cannot actually physically force him to do anything, to be Porea L'chov, to take a new job, to be Porea L'chov. And the Rush brings a riot in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, based on our Gemara, that we say, B'gneva so, v'lo b'zmama, v'lo b'kfalo, that you're sold for your Geneva, but not for Piron Chov, not for Mizonos Ishto, not for anything else. So a person doesn't have to, selling himself into slavery is just renting himself out to work. It's getting a job. Meaning it's really, it's not really real slavery when it's an Eved Ivri. It's like in a Mishkan Eved, Latzmo's Kan Adel Natzmo. It's working. So you can't force a person to work, except for this one specific case that the Torah actually says, which is troubling on a certain level, but that seems to be the halacha that the Rishonim say, that you can't force him to take a job just to pay back what money that he's in debt, money that he actually owes to somebody else. Okay, the Braisa said Maftinosa Bal Korcho, that when you have an Amivria, we could be Poda the Amivria Bal Korcho. Savar Bal Korcho Adon. Rava thought, who's Bal Korcho? Bal Korcho of the Adon, against the will of the Adon who had purchased her, that sometime into her Avdus we can force him to sell her back. Amale Abai, my name the Kasvina Lishtara Adame. What does that mean? Against the Adon's will, you're gonna write a star for the rest of the money, the rest of the service that she would have owed him. Amai, Nakat Marganisa Biyade, here's this Adon has this precious gem, you're giving him a shtar, a piece of cheres in its place, a piece of pottery in its place. It's a mashal, meaning by taking from the Adon, Nami Ivria, which he paid good money for, and you're just giving him a shtar chov back, that's not worth nearly as much as the Amma. Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi says, no, we're not allowed to force the Adon to sell her back, but Bal Karche Da'av. If the Av has the right amount of money to be poda to her, the other relatives can force him to be poda to her, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Because it's a Pagam to the Mishpacha, to have an Amma Ivria in the Mishpacha, that it's a Busha, it's an embarrassment to the entire Mishpacha, that they have to sell one of their own daughters as an Amma Ivria, so they could force the father to get her out of being an Amma Ivria. Fracting Mari, why don't we say the same thing by an Eved Ivri that it should be Pekam Mishpacha? So it says, no, we can't do that because Hadar Azil Umaz Ben Nafshe. We can't force you to get an Eved Ivri out of slavery because the Eved Ivri has the ability to sell himself. So there's a concern that you're going to get him out of slavery, then he'll go right back and he'll sell himself right back into slavery. So we don't want that to happen. So it's practically Gemara Hachanami. Well, don't you have that same concern by the Yama Ivriya? Hadar Azil Umaz Ben La. The father can go right back and sell her into being an Amma Ivriya again. So you're going to force him to redeem her, but he'll go right back and sell her again. Says Gemara, no, we're not worried about that because Akatani ain't an Imkeres Vinishness. We learned that a father's not allowed to sell his daughter twice. So once you force him to redeem her, it's game over. He doesn't have the ability to sell her again. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Machlokas Tanaim whether a father is in fact allowed to sell his daughter multiple times. Umani, who's the Tana of the Braisa who holds that an Amma Ivriya cannot be sold twice? Rabbi Shimon, it's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, because the Braisa has a machlokas tanaim with regard to this chuyos anav has in his daughter. Mochra, the mezbitoli ishus peshona, a father can give his daughter over for kiddushin multiple times, meaning if he gives her over for kiddushin and then she becomes an almana or she gets divorced after erisin, he can give her over for kiddushin again. Lishivchus peshona, he can sell her his daughter for shivchus multiple times. After she's freed, he can sell her again. Liishus achar shivchus, and he can give her over for kiddushin. After he's already sold her for a shivcha and she's been freed from that shivchas, he can now give her over for kiddushin. Avalo l'shivchas acharishus. But what he cannot do is he cannot sell her as a shivcha after he's already given her over for kiddushin, even if during erusin she became an almana or a grusha. He now is not able to sell her anymore. That is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That is the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, k'shem she'en od mocher esbitel l'shivchas acharishus, k'achin od mocher esbitel l'shivchas acharishus. Just like a man cannot sell his daughter for shivchus after he's already given over for kiddushin, he also can't give her over for shivchus after he's already given over for shivchus once. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon also cannot sell his daughter twice. So, plupuk to dani tanaim. This machlokas tanaim, in fact, mirrors another machlokas tanaim about how to darshan the pesukim. Titania, we have a brisa that discusses a pasuk that says, "Lam nachri lo yim shalom achra bevigdo ba." Where we're darshan the pasuk bevigdo ba. So the Rabbi Akiva explains bevigdo ba is milashon beged. And what it means to say is, kivin shapiris taliso aleha, once the adon has spread his talis, his cloak over her, means the adon has done yiyud on the Amma Ivriya. He's taken her for a wife, and then he dies or divorces her while she's still a katana, so she goes back to her father's house. Shuvein rashe lemochra. The father is no longer allowed to sell her anymore as an eved, because a person can't sell his daughter for a shivcha after she's already had ishus. But if he never did yiyud, the father's still allowed to sell her for shivchus achar shivchus. That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Rabbi Elazar omer bevigdo ba is milashon begida, milashon of a rebelliousness. Kevin shebagad ba, once the father did something terrible to her by selling her as a shivcha, shuvein rashi lemochra. That's it. He's not allowed to sell her as nama ivriya anymore. Person cannot sell his daughter for shivchus after he already once sold her for shivchus. But if the adon did yiyud on the first mechira, then the father can sell her again after she becomes an almana or a grusha, because a person can sell his daughter for shivchus acharishus. So if the adon did yiyud, then it's ishus the first time around, so then he can sell her for shivchus. What is the machlokas Rav Lozner and Rav Kiva? Rav Lozner sovri yeshem lemesores, Rav Kiva sovri yeshem lemikra. They're arguing whether the ikar is the kri, or the ikar is the ksiv. Because if it was really bibigdo instead of bibugdo, it would have been spelled with a yud. Meaning, bibigdo, the proper way to spell it is with a yud. Now we pronounce it bibigdo ba, so that's the question. Do we emphasize the way we pronounce it, or do we emphasize the way it is spelled? And that's a machlokas throughout Shas, where the yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemsaris, and Rabbi Shimon Savar, yeshem lemikra vilamsaris. Rabbi Shimon holds that when you kadarshan the ksiv, and you kadarshan the kri, and it's not a stira to darshan both, we darshan both. So he darshans bebigdo both le'inyan beged and le'inyan begida, that the av is not allowed to sell his daughter for ishus after shivchus, nor for shivchus after shivchus. So that's the whole issue of yesha. That's what they're really arguing about. It all boils down to yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesoris. Minchas Chinuch points out that even though the Gemara later on in Kiddushin, Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Taryag points out, even though the Gemara later on in Kiddushin is going to tell us that we're not pekin b'chase, so it could be that there is a yud there and we don't know about the yud, or there is not supposed to be a yud there. So Minchas Chinuch says, obviously there are certain spots, there are certain words that we are baki b'chaseros v'yaseros, otherwise none of these drushas make sense. Meaning we can only make a drusha of a mikra and a mesoros, and that there's a difference, whether there's that it's spelled without the yud but it's pronounced with the yud, that only makes sense if we know that it's spelled without the yud. So obviously on words that we discuss, yeshem l'mikra, yeshem l'mesoros, on those words we are baki b'chaseros v'yaseros. That's what he suggests. It must be that we're a baki b'chaseros v'yaseros on the parshios of tefillin. Because otherwise, saying that we're not a baki b'chaseros v'yaseros means no one's ever mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillin. So there must be some exceptions where we actually do know the chaseros and the yaseros in the Torah. Says the Gemara now, a new topic. Once we're on the discussion of yiyud a little bit, let's discuss what yiyud actually accomplishes. Nisuinosa o erisinosa. Does it make a girl a nisua, or does yiyud, when the adon does yiyud on the girl, does it only make her an arusa? Nafkamina, the nafkamina that we always have between Nisuin and Erisin, is liyarsha, whether the husband can yarshin her, vili tamila, if the husband's a kohen, can become tamiter if she dies, ula hafer nidara, and can he be made for the nidarim all by himself without the assist of the father? Once there's Nisuin, the husband has the sole right to nafaras nidarim. So Mayi, what's the din in this case, in the case of you? Tasha Masakumar is going to try two rayas. Here is raya number one. The Bryce had said, "Bivigdo ba kiven shapiris talisa aleha shuv eino rashi lemochra." That once the adon has done yiyud, the father is never going to be allowed to sell her again as a shivcha. Ooh, if you're medayik, zabune hu de la mazmila, sounds like he can't. The father's not going to be allowed to sell her into shivchas ever again. Hayuude miyaidla, but the father will be allowed to do. Now this is a misleading phrase. Will be allowed to give her over for kiddushin. Doesn't mean yiyud over here. It means the father will be allowed to give her over for kiddushin. Meaning, apparently, after the father sold her once and the adon did yiyud, if the adon then dies, the adon slash husband then dies or divorces her, then she's a little girl still and she goes back to her father's house, her father still has the rights to give her over for kiddushin. But wait a second, we know that once a girl has nisuin, her father's not allowed to give her over for kiddushin again. V'iyamit nisuinosa. If you're going to say nisuinosa, kibidinise, shuvene, so once she has nisuin, the father would have no right chametz anymore. Oh, well, love shemamina erusin osa. This must be a raya that it only accomplishes erusin. It does not accomplish nisuin. That's the raya. The Gemara says, nah, not such a great raya. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak kachu b'kedushin d'alma kai. This price is not talking about an amma ivria whose master was miyaid her. It's talking about a guy who gave his daughter over for kedushin, and that's what we're saying, that the guy gives his daughter over for kedushin, and then the arus divorces her. V'achi kamar kivin shemas raviel mishin eschayv b'sheiruk susa v'onasa. When we say kivan shapiras talisa aleha, it doesn't mean you sold her as an amma and the guy did you. No, it means you've given her to someone who's going to be chayiv in her mazon, in her clothing, and that's peras taliso, in the clothing, in the ksus, and nona, in the mitzvah tashmish, in the these chayiv, and all the husbandly duties, shuv ein yochel lemocher. Then he's not allowed to sell her for a shivcha anymore, because the person's not allowed to sell his daughter for shivcha after he's already given her over for ishus. So that doesn't prove anything about Yud, because the Braisa wasn't even talking about Yud. Says Mar Tashma, I'll bring a second raya though. Ein mochra lekrovim. A father is not allowed to sell the daughter to family who are not allowed to marry her or not able to marry her, because you can't do the mitzvah of yud. Shita lecham is you can only sell her to someone who has the potential. That not everyone who buys an amivria has to do yud, but they have to be able to do yud. So you cannot sell her to krovim. Mishum leblazer amur mochra lekrovim. Leblazer disagrees. Says sure you could sell it to krovim. V'shavin shemochra alman lekoyin gadol grusha b'chalut lekoyin hedyot. But everyone agrees that you're allowed to sell her to an Isser Lav, to someone who, if she's an Almana, you're allowed to sell her to a Kohen Gadol, even though a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. But wait a second, how is it that a girl is an Almana and a father is still selling her? Hay Almana Hechidami, what is the case of the Almana? Ile Medekadish Nafsha, if we're talking about that she was Mekadish herself, Bekatnusa, Salmana Karila, you call that an Almana? She doesn't have the ability to give herself up for Kiddushin. Such a Kiddushin wouldn't be called a Kiddushin at all. Obviously, the case we're talking about is that the father gave her over for Kiddushin when she was a little girl, then her Arus died, and now the father wants to sell her as Nama Ivria. So, mi matzi mazbinla, but is the father allowed to sell her? Ve'ina demokhar esbitul shivcha sachar ishus. But I thought a father's not allowed to sell his daughter for a shivcha once she already had ishus. Vamra, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, you know what the case is? Where she's an almana and the father is still contemplating selling her and he still might have the right to sell her. It's dealing with the case of father sold the girl for an Amma Ivriya, and the Adon did Yiyud, and then the Adon died, and now the father wants to sell her as a Shivcha again. So the father is allowed to sell her for Shivcha Sachar Shivchas in such a case, even though the first guy did Yiyud. Apparently we don't view that as a full Ishus. That according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when Adon is miyaid the amma as a wife, and he takes her as a wife, he's not miyaid with the kesef that he paid to the father at the sale. No, he's miyaid her with the shibud mama that he still has ownership over her for X amount of time. So the father never gave her over for kiddushin. The adon was mekadesh her on his own, and that's why the father is still allowed to sell her as when she becomes an almana or gets divorced, because this is not a case of shivcha sacharishus. The father never actually gave her over for kiddushin. We don't view that money that was paid for her as kesef kiddushin. But v'yamrit nisuin osa. But if you're going to say that yir accomplishes nisuin, kibin shenisei shuvein lavir reshuspa. Once she has nisuin, the father shouldn't be allowed to do anything. So again, we had mentioned almost parenthetically in this brisa that there's a case where a girl is already an almana and the father wants to sell her to a kohen gadol. And he said, yeah, that's okay. Well, what's the only case we can think of where the girl is an almana and the father's going to be considering selling her as an ame ivriya? Well, that's only if he had sold her once and the master had done yiyud. But if yiyud makes nisuin, then he cannot sell her again. So it must be that it's only erisinosa. So says Gemara, nah, it's not such a great raya. Velamai, what do you want to say? Erisinosa? That it makes erisin, not nisuin. But the Braisa says, Vishavin, that Rabbi Elazar and the Chum both agree, Shemochra, that you're allowed to sell her after you already had the Yud. But Ha'ena the Mochra is Bitul Shivcha Sachar Ishus. But you're not allowed to sell a girl for Shivcha after she already had Ishus. So if she was already had Kiddushin at least to the Adon through Yud, how's the father allowed to sell her? Elamai Yislach Lamemer, what do you have to say? Shaini Erisin Didam, Erisin De'Aviyah, that there's a difference between the father giving her over for Kiddushin, where then he's not allowed to sell her for Shivchas again, versus a girl girl who was nisarsa on her own to an adon, where the father is allowed to sell her again. Meaning, the case of yiyud is not considered a case where the father already gave her over for kiddush. The case of yiyud is something that she did on her own. So maybe afilu tema nisuno, say even if yiyud actually makes nisuin, maybe you could say shani nisuin didam, nisuin davia. Maybe the whole idea that the father once she's had nisuin, that the father loses every right in her altogether. Maybe that's only when the father had given her over toward that nisuin. But if the father never gave her over for kiddushin that led to that nisuin, that was all done on her own with the husband, like in the case of yiyud, which is the only case where it could be done effectively, then maybe the father still has rights in her even after the kiddushin was done. So how can we compare erisin to nisuin, says Gemara? Vishlam erisin me erisin shiny. No, you could distinguish an erisin that she did with an erisin that the father did. El nisuin mi shiny. The Gemara says no. And nisuin cannot be differentiated from another nisuin. It's all it just means she's completely left the father's, which just makes no sense that the father should have any right in her at that point. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Gemara just says, who holds that everyone agrees that the initial money that the Adon paid for her is the Kesef Kiddushin. Well, how you can explain the Braisa? What's the case exactly of the Braisa where the guy is selling his Almana daughter as a Shivcha? So Muklam like Rabbi Elazar, Damar l'Shivcha Sachar Shivcha Sudla Masi Mazmela, Avl l'Shivcha Sach Rishus Masi Mazmela. He'll assume like Rabbi Elazar that once a girl has been given over for Kiddushin, you're allowed to still sell her as a Shivcha. It's only for a Shivcha Achar Shivchas that one is not allowed to sell her. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. More Dinim of Yiyud.